The Community Development Block Grant is funding distributed by the federal government to local governments and states to use on housing and economic and social development. President Trump's proposed budget eliminates those CDBG funds. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, that means some programs in Syracuse could be hit hard, if not totally eliminated, by that cut.
The Syracuse Common Council recently approved the distribution of nearly $4.5 million in CDBG funding for this year. Syracuse Common Councilor Helen Hudson says that means the city's community centers and housing partners can stay on track.
What we're afraid of is next year. Next year is going to be our real big issue.
That's because home improvement and senior and youth programs in the city could lose funding if the block grants go away. Also at risk is everything from workforce training to shuttle services. Even the city's Neighborhood and Business Development Department, which oversees the Land Bank and Syracuse Industrial Development Agency. Hudson says some of these programs keep kids off the streets with after-school activities and can provide home essentials, like a new porch or water heater, to seniors who need help. And as a single parent, she says she herself needed the funding for home improvements in the past.
So this is going to be things that help stabilize us, that they're actually going to come through and they're going to strip the rug from under us.
Home Headquarters in Syracuse is a recipient of CDBG funding and provides seniors and low to moderate income residents with exterior and emergency home repairs. Ricky Brown of Home Headquarters says they have helped at least 50 families through their foreclosure prevention program.
Can you imagine 50 families that would be impacted by the fact that they couldn't receive that funding? So we don't have to move much beyond those raw numbers to understand that that could have a dire, dire impact on folks that live here in the city.
At a rally in Syracuse, opponents and supporters of Trump's budget listened to Brown and others lament the possible cuts. But Trump supporter Randy Potter of Syracuse calls people's fear of the cuts ludicrous.
All these programs will continue, but they need to trim the fat off of their budgets.
Trump's budget proposal is just the first step in a long process during which Congress will get to weigh in on what to fund and what to cut. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.